Here in downstate Illinois on the campus of the University of Illinois, three things are important. Number one, worrying about how bad the coming winter will be. Number two, feeling the pain of the Nebraska Cornhuskers trouncing the Fighting Illini over the weekend. I'll be merciful and not mention the score. The third thing, of course, is the governor's race here in Illinois, where there truly is no mercy for the voters of this state.
230 violent criminals, secretly released early by Pat Quinn.
I'm Bruce Rauner.
I'm Diana Rauner.
I'm pragmatic. We don't agree on everything.
Like politics.
What to eat.
And that shirt.
What?
It's old and ugly.
Bruce Rauner made millions for himself by outsourcing American jobs to Asia. But Rauner didn't just outsource jobs. He started an outsourcing business.
When I became governor, state government needed to be cut, just like my lawn. So I got to work. I cut state spending by $5 billion.
So joining me in the studio to discuss this very close race between incumbent Democrat Pat Quinn and independently wealthy Republican Bruce Rauner is Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio and WUIS in Springfield. She's been following this closely for the entire campaign. And we meet you in person. Amanda.
Yes, it's very
welcome
exciting.
To the Takeaway. Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you.
How do the voters consider Rauner as independent? He has this appeal to the voters, which says that I'm not prone to any sort of campaign corruption because I'm rich and can spend on my own campaign. It's something that seems to have worked because the polls have been pretty good. What do people make of it?
The polls are getting closer and closer. I think really what people like about Bruce Rauner is that he's not Pat Quinn. That seems to be the prevailing love of him for a lot of voters. But for the business community, he is a private equity investor who's a multimillionaire. He considers himself in the 0.01%. And he holds, therefore, a lot of attractiveness to business owners and fellow CEOs who've pumped a lot of money. He's pumped $12.5 million into his own race. He says that, therefore, it doesn't make him beholden to anybody else. I'm not sure that that's 100% true because he's gotten a lot of money from, again, these other corporate exec types who are looking for a change in state government. They say that businesses don't want to come here because of things like workers' compensation and because of taxes. Quinn, of course, has a different take on that and says Illinois' economy is improving under him and it's making a comeback. So this appeal of Rauner seems to be that he has this business acumen that has been sorely lacking. People are just frustrated.
And Pat Quinn has really been trying to use this sort of downstate, upstate divide in the state to turn Rauner into somebody who the city of Chicago is not necessarily going to endorse because he's associated with wealth. How is that working?
Class warfare is really the hallmark of this campaign, which is interesting because, of course, that may have some degree of policy. Quinn, for example, taking the minimum wage challenge and talking about how he had to suffer through eating graham crackers and mac and cheese for dinner, and he couldn't order a soft drink or what have you when he went out to lunch, and trying to say, hey, Rauner, this is a guy who belongs to a wine club that costs more than most people pay for their mortgage. So that is what Quinn is trying to make it about. It is, I think, working. A lot of people say he's just too rich. He doesn't understand. He's not like us. Voters want somebody that they can associate with. At the same time, they also want somebody that they can respect. And Quinn is seen kind of as this bumbling fella who reacts instead of is proactive. And that has hurt him. Interestingly, the downstate folks who might be most put off by Rauner's wealth are actually probably going to vote for him. Mm. Quinn, last time around, won just barely when he got the governorship for himself, and he only won four counties. So that's expected to happen again. There is a major battle for particularly suburban women, and also in the city of Chicago. To be a Republican in Illinois, you need to get the conventional wisdom is about 20% of the vote in Chicago. And that's a hard thing for Republicans to do. This is a very blue state, getting more and more blue. So it's a difficult. That's where you've seen Rauner try and steer away from the social issues and then Pat Quinn try and drag them back in every chance he can get.
Well, you mentioned the sort of spirit of the campaign, graham crackers versus Cabernet on one level. What do people make of the negatives here? And will the debates decide this between now and November?
there aren't really all that many debates. And that's been something that's frustrating, frankly, as somebody who's trying to cover this and you get to the policy issues. Neither of these candidates, much as they make themselves, yes, public appearances, but they're wary to actually answer questions and get into the policy and the nitty-gritty. And that's been really rough. After these commercials, it has been an onslaught. The Center for Public Integrity just came out with a study, and Illinois has one of the highest spending on ads. And obviously, we're not even at election time yet.
Right.
The Quinn campaign had an ad ready, a negative one against Rauner, the night that he won the nomination back in March. So it's been going on since then. That's going to turn off, I think, a whole lot of voters who aren't really fans of either of these candidates. So I should point out that's a really interesting element of this. There is a third candidate now, a libertarian candidate who isn't well-known, doesn't have any money, has some stances that I think a lot of voters might find kind of out there. For example, no rules on drugs, nothing whatsoever. But he, in polls lately, has been getting above 5% of the vote, and that could make or break either of these candidates.
Does low turnout favor anyone in particular? Negative campaigning typically in an off-year election reduces turnout.
Exactly. So this negative campaign, the Democrats have a lot of fear that it's going to hurt them. They don't have hometown Barack Obama at the top of the ticket anymore. And we're waiting to see. It seems as if now Obama will campaign for Quinn. And in early October, First Lady Michelle Obama is supposed to come here. That could help Quinn with the African-American vote, as we've seen some prominent leaders in the Black community say that they're frustrated. Quinn hasn't done enough, primarily with education or to build employment within their neighborhoods. And so they're looking to Rauner. The Democrats have done a lot to try and work against this fear of low voter turnout. For example, there's a series of ballot initiatives that are meant to drive their home base to the polls. A advisory referendum on the minimum wage. There's another advisory referendum on whether insurance companies need to cover birth control. Illinois law already does cover that, but they say that they want it on the ballot anyway. Again, that's really all just an effort to try and make sure that some of their key constituencies do come out in early November.
Minimum wage, using money to get people to the polls. Next thing we'll hear is condos in Florida. Who knows? Anything can happen in the state of Illinois, and we won't talk about Nebraska's victory.
Ouch. I'm an alum of U of I. Please don't.
Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio and WUIS in Springfield. Thanks so much.
Thank you.